You're listening to Becoming Wildly Resilient, brought to you by University of Kentucky Human Resources Health and Wellness. Join us as we explore tools, practices, meditations, and conversations with members of the UK community. Together, we will discover how we can thrive at work, home, and beyond. Hello, everyone. I'm Amy Rodquist-Cadet, health coach with the University of Kentucky Health and Wellness Program. Welcome to Becoming Wildly Resilient Practices, where we'll explore research-based tools and tips that help us thrive more in the areas of life that matter most. And this month, we are talking about habits. Happy New Year! I know what you're thinking. Are we talking about resolutions? No, we are not. Everybody, we are going to talk about something else that is actually going to be sustainable in the long term. Let's talk about tiny habits. As a health coach, I am really, really interested in what makes behavior change stick. And turns out, there's a lot of research on this. I've really enjoyed the work and the research of Dr. BJ Fogg. He is a Stanford professor and researcher who studies human behavior, and his work has been at the cutting edge of designing systems and methods to change how we behave. According to Dr. Fogg, there are three common reasons why long-term behavior change doesn't stick. I know, turn up the volume. This is really good stuff. Number one, we judge ourselves too harshly when we fail. We get discouraged by our setback, and quite frankly, we give up. And Dr. Fogg is quick to remind us that people don't change behavior by feeling bad. Shaming ourselves never creates long-term change. Number two, we mistake aspirations for behaviors. An aspiration is a wish or a desire, and it's impossible to achieve at any given moment. This is usually what my clients call goals. When we think about what we want to change, we've got these really big hopes. We want to get better sleep. We want to stress less. We want to move more. We want to be more patient and stop yelling at our kids. These are all really great ideas. These are what we call aspirations, because at any given moment, you can't suddenly get better sleep. Aspirations are these abstract desires, but they're not based in behavior. A behavior is something, by contrast, that you can do right here, right now, or at another specific point in time. For instance, if you want to get better sleep, if that's the aspiration, then you need to drill down on a behavior that's actually going to help you do that. Maybe it's putting your phone on airplane mode before you go to bed, or even better, getting your phone out of the bedroom altogether. The third thing that Dr. Fogg says gets in our way of making long-term behavior change is that we set these big, lofty goals that require a ton of motivation. And unfortunately, motivation and willpower, they're unreliable and they're inexhaustible. And so it's great if we want to make a really difficult thing happen one time. Motivation is great for that. But when we want to make long-term change, we're going to need a different approach than goals that are rooted in needing a ton of willpower. Enter tiny habits. What exactly are those? Tiny habits are small changes in behavior that piggyback on behaviors you're already doing. They're super easy to do, And in the beginning, when we're anchoring and rooting the behavior in our brain, you really don't want them to last more than 30 to 60 seconds. And they're followed by feelings of success and celebration. It's that dopamine hit in our brain that elicits self-determination, that positive snowball of, hey, we did it and we can do it again. And why does it work? It's because slow, steady, predictable processes change behavior. And it's not contingent on a whole lot of motivation to continue. There are three things to do when you think about how tiny habits work. The first thing is to identify a habit you'd like to start doing or increase in frequency. Think about that goal. What is it you really want to do that's going to make a difference in your well-being? And when in the day would you like to do that thing? Secondly, what is a habit you're already doing during that time frame? That's what we call our trigger. That's that established behavior that you're already doing without thinking about it. And number three is to build that tiny habit. So there's a recipe card for how this works. It's after I, followed by I will. For instance, the after I is that anchor moment. Think about what is that behavior you are already doing that's going to basically be like your trigger, that reminder to do the tiny behavior that you want to start doing. The second piece is I will. That's the new habit you want, but it's scaled back to be super tiny and super easy. For me, during the pandemic, I played a lot with this idea of building tiny habits. These are the ones I started way back then, and honestly, I am still doing every single week. After I turn on the water for my shower, I do 3 squats. Now, I know this does not sound like a lot, and I get it. The good news is that when you create these tiny habits, you can make them scalable. On the days I really don't feel like doing more squats, I always return back to my base tiny habit, that base behavior of doing 3 squats. But earlier in the week, I did over 30 squats. So it really depends on how you're doing that day, but no matter what, always returning to the base. Another one I do is after I let the dog out in the morning, I say a morning mantra and I breathe. It's really transformed the way that I call peace and focus into my morning. Another one is I put on my headphones. So it's after I put on my headphones, I close all unnecessary browsers on my computer and I begin to work. Another one is after I put my 4-year-old twins to bed, I sing them a song and offer a blessing of gratitude. Think for yourself, what could make a difference to the goals that you want to do and how can you make them into tiny habits? The final bit of your tiny habit is to celebrate. And Dr. Fogg says that this is what anchors the new habit in your brain. This part feels a little silly. I get it, but it really works, especially when you're building the new habits. It could be a verbal celebration, like awesome, victory. Sometimes I'll say fired up. It could also be like a physical celebration, like thumbs up. I do a whole lot of fist bumps and clapping or this little dance. Doesn't really matter what you do, but more that you celebrate this new tiny behavior that reminds the brain and gives your body a shot of dopamine. Hey, I did this new behavior and I can do it again. So if you want to go deeper into tiny habits, I'd invite you to check out Dr. Fogg's website. This isn't an advertisement for him, not getting paid to tell you about tiny habits. I've just found it to be both personally and professionally a really great new paradigm when it comes to creating new behaviors. So check it out. Go to tinyhabits.com to learn more about his Tiny Habits method and the research behind all of his work. You can also create new tiny habits by many, many examples, probably hundreds of examples of different tiny habits from other people that have used this method have found pair really, really well together. And lastly, they have a 5-day program that's free, and it's a great way to get support and accountability from Dr. Fogg's team when you are strengthening your understanding and awareness of how designing tiny habits works. So definitely check out the 5-day program for free if you would like to get support from tiny habit experts and give yourself some accountability for getting started. I hope this was helpful and that you are just a little bit more curious about ways to create habits that are going to be sustainable for this year and beyond. Thanks for joining me and practicing together, because practice makes possible. And that's how we become more wildly resilient. So until next time, keep practicing and be well. Thank you for listening to Becoming Wildly Resilient. This podcast is brought to you by University of Kentucky Human Resources Health and Wellness. We offer a wide range of online and in-person services to support the well-being of UK employees, retirees, and their spouses. You can find experts in mental health, personal resilience, nutrition, and physical activity. We're ready to meet you where you are and address your unique needs. To learn more about the work-life and well-being services offered by UK Human Resources, visit hr.uky.edu/wellbeing. You can also connect with us on social media and YouTube by searching at UKY Wellness or by email at healthandwellness@uky.edu.